All right. Welcome to Investment Banking Insights. This is the only show dedicated to helping you learn both the technical and non-technical aspects of the investment banking process. My name is Alex Mason and I am your host, and I'm a current first year student here at Cornell getting my MBA, pivoting from aerospace engineering to investment banking. And I'm just really excited to share what I'm learning with you as you go through your own recruiting process. And today I want to talk about the five reasons you should not go into investment banking. And there's a lot of people who are just really interested in investment banking and they get all into it and they go for it only to realize that maybe it's not the best career path or the best job for them. And I want to help alleviate some of these concerns or potential concerns that may come up as you pursue this process, because it's always a great idea to get a sense of what an industry or a job actually is like before you jump into it, especially something like banking, because preparing for it is a lot of work and a lot of time invested. And so I don't want you to waste your time if it's really not suited for you. So the first reason that you should not become an investment banker is because you want to get rich quickly. I mean, there's a lot of misconceptions about banking. Like, people think that bankers become like instantly rich and wealthy and all sorts of things. And I'm not saying necessarily that you feel that way, but there's a lot of people who kind of have those conceptions. Do bankers make a lot of money? Yes, they absolutely do. So I want to be clear on that. But it's not like you're going to become wealthy overnight. There's a lot of levels to it. There's a lot of taxes that are going to get taken out of your paycheck as well. And there's just a lot of grinding that happens in the business itself. So just because you want to become wealthy or you want to have a high income, that's not really a good enough reason to become an investment banker, and is definitely never an answer you want to give in an interview, because that's just going to come off as like really shallow and it's just not a great answer. It's just not a great idea to jump into any industry where you don't really have a passion, but you're really just concerned about making a paycheck, because it's going to come out sooner or later and you're just not going to be having fun in the job anyway. And over the long term, there's just not going to be a lot of sustainability there. So don't pursue investment banking just because you want to get rich quickly. Reason number two you should not pursue investment banking is because you want a prestigious job. Now, you may have seen movies or shows or things on the internet where you kind of have this image of an investment banker wheeling and dealing and doing all sorts of very glamorous things. And the reality is it's not like that. Now, full disclaimer, I haven't started my internship just yet, so I haven't lived it quite myself, but I have talked to many people who have. And what I can say is that there's a lot of non-glamorous aspects to being an investment banker. You're gonna be spending many hours working, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90 plus hours a week, depending on your firm and your situation, where you're just doing a lot of work. And some of that work is gonna be repetitive, some of it's gonna be administrative, some of it's gonna be non-glamorous, like fixing your PowerPoint decks or rebuilding financial models or checking in on clients. Like, these are things that you're not gonna get a lot of glory for. So if you're in it for the glory and the prestige, investment banking isn't necessarily a surefire way to achieve that. Reason number three you shouldn't become an investment banker is because you thought about consulting, but you just don't want to be a consultant. I think especially this is true in the MBA world, where consulting and investment banking, at least at the time of this recording, are some of the most sought after career paths. A lot of people pursue consulting because they don't want to do banking, or they pursue banking because they don't want to do consulting. And that's just not a great reason, because employers don't want someone who's running away from something. They want someone who's running towards something. So be the person who's running towards your career path. Pursue it with intention. If you're going to go after investment banking, be very intentional about it. If you just pursue consulting, for example, and you truly are passionate about consulting, then absolutely do it. But if you're pursuing that and you decide, you know what, this isn't really for me. I'm just going to go to the other high prestige or high pay career path that I can see in my purview, such as investment banking. Like, that's not a great reason. And again, this kind of comes back to the passion aspect of it, comes back to connecting what investment banking actually is, not what you perceive it is in the media, but what it actually is with you and your story and your why. That's why it's very dangerous to jump into investment banking just because some other career path didn't work out, or you're just not that excited about it, and you're kind of jumping from thing to thing. So be very careful to not run away from things too much, but make sure you're running toward things that you want. Reason number four to not become an investment banker is because your friends are doing it. If you're watching this or you're listening to this, you're probably a pretty smart person. You're probably educated or on your way to being highly educated. And you're probably surrounded by a lot of other people who are pursuing this career path, or who have done banking or maybe have some connection to it. Now, that's not gonna be everyone who watches or listens to this, but it is gonna be some of you. And this was the case for me when I was in undergrad. I had some of my friends who were going to Wall Street, who are immediately starting to work at hedge funds or immediately starting to work as banking analysts. And I just said, you know what, like, I'm not that interested in that, so why would I do it? And I had a completely different mindset back then. I was very focused on engineering at the time, but there are people who will jump into that kind of career path that have absolutely no passion for it, but will do it just because their friends are doing it, because social proof is a really powerful force. Like, I had friends who went and did investment banking internships pretty much just because they didn't really know what they wanted to do. They're just smart people at a great school who wanted to get a great job, and they didn't last very long and ended up pivoting to other things. So you can save yourself a lot of time and heartache by just not doing things purely because your friends are doing it. And it may sound silly for me to say that, but people do it all the time, and it's just one of those simple mistakes that you can easily avoid. Just focus on what your goals are and your mission, and try not to be swayed too much by social pressure. Reason number five to not become an investment banker is because you're just not sure what you really want to do. And a lot of people face this problem. This is a really common problem. And my advice here is just to explore and be curious and test the waters and figure out if this is something that might actually pique your interest or not. If it doesn't pique your interest after you really start getting into the weeds of it, then it's okay to completely disconnect and try something else. It's very natural, and it's a great idea to experiment. But what's not a great idea is to just pursue investment banking just because you just don't know what to do. This is similar in scope to not doing it because you just don't want to do consulting. Like, if you don't have a passion for something, or you don't think you might be able to cultivate a passion in something, then you should be very careful about dedicating a ton of your time, energy, and resources to it. So I was an engineer in aerospace for over a decade, and I really loved it. But at a certain point, I realized I wanted to do something different with my career. And so I started exploring different options. I started a couple of different podcasts, one of them being this one, just to explore and understand if I really like this financial world. And I can say, after 300 episodes of just this show, not even counting my other show, like, yeah, I really love not just financial markets, but also am really into investment banking. And so whatever outlet you use to discover what you want to do and what you want to pursue, do that, because it's going to give you so much great information in terms of if you really are that interested and want to cultivate that career path. Okay, so those are the five things that you want to consider and reasons why you should not be in investment banking. But there's a lot of great reasons to be in investment banking. It's analytical, you get to work with people, you get to make deals happen, you're actually shifting the economy by your actions, helping companies raise money, helping companies make very transformative strategic decisions. So there's a lot of great things about banking, but I created this episode because I just wanted you to go into your eyes wide open, especially if you're new in this journey and you're just beginning and want to become more informed of as far as the reasons why you shouldn't go into banking. So I hope that was helpful. My name is Alex Mason. I'm your host here on Investment Banking Insights, and I will see you next time. Take care.